Yo, 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 what's up? It's your man's Joaquin. I'm here with my man's
Raja.
And you tuned in to Heat Level Podcast. What's up, world?
What up, world?
So y'all know how we do before we start the podcast off. We put on some music from moi, which is Joaquin. And y'all can actually, this song right here is actually exclusive. So you will not be able to get this song yet. But trust me, y'all, trust me. When you listen to this song, it's called Forgive Me, and y'all gonna love it, man. I'm gonna give y'all a little snippet of it because it will be coming soon, just not out yet. So y'all the first to get to hear this. Thanks for listening to Heat Level Podcast. This is called Forgive Me. So, y'all know me, man. I make hot music. Y'all know how it go. All right, so check this out, y'all. We gonna start this podcast off like we always do, man. We on our topics of the day, and y'all know how we do, man. We always on some shit, man. You know, we gotta put the little laughter in it, but we keep it real too, right? We gotta keep it real,
man. Always,
no doubt. All right, now the first topic we wanna talk about today, man, is called Stop sharing your dreams with everybody.
Very important.
Okay, very, very important. I'm going to tell you why it's so important, man, because a lot of people do not got your best interests at heart. They don't, man. They don't. So let me tell you something. When you're out here sharing your dreams, because let me tell you, man, I have been at fault of doing this. When you're trying to share your dreams with everybody, and you let everybody know what are you shooting for, everybody is not going to be in your corner. A lot of people will try to take you down, and I ain't going to say that purposely that everybody is trying to take you down, but a lot of people will try to take you down. You got to stop sharing your dreams with everybody, man. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you got to keep that stuff to you, man, and then you got to let it manifest. Right. You know, you got to let that dream manifest, and the reason why you got to let that dream manifest, because a lot of people, if they know that you're doing something, they will subconsciously, sometimes on purpose, but sometimes subconsciously, they take you down because they ain't got a dream. They ain't got nothing they're trying to do. So that's what they'll do. And that's anybody, family, friends, girlfriend, boyfriends, even people, most people that don't even know you, they don't give a fuck about your dream anyway.
Exactly.
You know, they just going to like you or they're not going to like you. But most of the people that are there to take you down are people you know.
Mm-hmm. And I like how you kind of emphasized that it's that people don't, then it's not always on purpose. I feel like when people are in the struggle, they want other people to be around them that are kind of going through the same thing. And I feel like it's not the struggle, just when people are in certain situations, like maybe they don't have a dream that's as grand or goals as big as somebody else. And when they see you got that, they want you to come down a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like I've seen people like that. I've seen you have too, probably. Just seen people like
that. Oh, yeah, man. It's like
you just know.
It's like they feel like, okay, he's moving too quick.
Right.
Let me grab this. Let me grab this nigga down.
Right.
Crabs
calm
in
down.
A what they call
calm
it? Crabs in a bucket. They're like, hold on, nigga, you going too fast, nigga. You going too fast. You feel me? Like, hold on, man, you moving up to it. Oh, fuck that, nigga. Right. You going too far on that ladder.
Ooh,
bring your
down.
Ass down where
calm,
we at.
Calm down now.
You know what I'm saying? Hold on, man. We still in the projects. How are you getting an apartment away from the projects? Now, nigga, bring your ass back to the projects.
Oh, you not going there without me, that kind of shit.
Yeah, like no real talk, man. And then it's like, and look, man, let me tell you something. Ain't no, everybody is not going to like what you're doing. That's part of the world.
Right.
But remember something, man. If you doing something and everybody likes it, you're not going to make it. You're not going to make it. I'm going to tell you why. And talking from a person that is pushing and pushing, and people that are listening to this podcast, they gonna be crazy in a year when they like, damn, this man music is filming and this podcast is blown up. And they going to be there with the growth. But the people that didn't want to be here with the growth, and then they start chiming in afterwards, and they going to put their little hate comments and like, oh, he went all that anyway. Them the motherfuckers is going to keep putting fuel on the fire. They're going to keep you pushing. Mm-hmm. You know, them the motherfuckers right there that never gave a fuck anyways. You feel me? But now they see you making it.
And
now they want to. Yeah, of course. Of course,
now
man.
They want to feel some type of
look,
way.
You got to keep your dreams sometimes to yourself. It's people out there that you could tell your dreams to that really believe in what you're doing. But I'm telling you, man, the people that's going to hurt you the worst, the most, are going to be the people that know you the longest.
Oh, yeah.
And that's just real, man. It is fucked up that it's like that. That people that don't even know you are willing to invest in you and willing to embrace your dream. But the people that love you the most, I ain't saying it all.
Right.
You got some that's going to stick by you. They love you, family, friends, they there. But a lot of the times, I don't know if y'all know this, but and this is not on the same thing, but it is. In a way, 80%. Of the people that are murdered by somebody they know. 80%. So you know what that tells you? You know what that tells you? It's like, motherfuckers that know you, man.
Right. Nobody, you know? Nobody's going to randomly meet you and then have this hate for you. Motherfuckers hate you because they know you. There's something about you that they don't like and it drives them for that hate.
Yeah.
You don't hate a motherfucker. You just made, I don't give a fuck about you.
Yeah, I don't even know you like that.
But when you know a motherfucker and they get under, they've gotten under your skin for so long, you just
hate
their ass.
Yeah, yeah, and honestly, and that's
I've hated motherfuckers for good reasons. People be disrespectful, people that are yada yada yada. But then there are people that just hate because something wrong with them.
Yeah, they hate to see. This is the thing about some people, especially if you got a dream that you have and you're trying to push for this dream. Like I said, you have some people that really don't have nothing to push for. So if they see you pushing for something, the best way I can do is cause destruction on his path. Mm-hmm. So is he right? If he, you know how you got them 18, dump trucks and stuff. They got full of dump and stuff. See, they the dump trucks. You know, you in your car and you're driving down an interstate and you got 50 dump trucks in front of you and they're dumping dirt on the road as you going. You know why? Because they want you to crash. They dumping the dirt and they want you to crash. They don't want you to maneuver, get around.
Right.
It's going to be hard. You know what I mean? You're going like, okay, I got to,
Right.
You know, it's going to be hard for you to be whipping and whipping and whipping just so you won't crash. It's easy to say, fuck it. Run into that motherfucking dump truck dirt and just flip your damn car or whatever. But a lot of people like dump trucks, man. They keep on just putting dirt on that road that you're on, and they want to derail you, man. They want to derail you, man. They want to knock you off the path that you are on. And the thing is, if you're not strong enough, mind strong enough, you will let them people win. You will, man. You will let them win. Family, friends, spouses, girlfriend, boyfriends, even your kids, man. I'm being honest. Even your kids, if you're an older person, you know, they got kids and their teens are grown and stuff. Yeah, because they don't have nothing. They don't have nothing to look forward to. They don't have a dream to chase. They will. That's what they will do, man. Mm-hmm. That's period.
It's almost like instinct for those people. It's almost just like this reaction that they have that just goes.
Yeah,
and I think it's crazy. I just think it's interesting. For like,
yeah, because you know, you think about the way that it is, man, is that a lot of people don't understand that, man, look, the world that we live in, you know, a lot of people will try to bring you down to that level. And I don't want to say black people do it the most, but, you know, I'm from a black neighborhood. And
they do.
It's crazy, man. It's the way we take each other down, man, like, it's crazy. But not just saying that. The people that love you, your family, friend, nobody wants to see. The haters do not want to see you doing better than them. And like, if you got a brother or a sister and they've been out here doing their thing way longer than you have, you get out. You surpass them. They got a certain level of envy for you because they want to understand, okay, I've been out here doing this, but this motherfucker guy out here just shot the fuck off. And they hate you. They don't want to see you doing good.
Right.
They don't want to see you doing nothing good, but if you were still in the streets or you were still on some bullshit, you didn't have a dream. Oh, they love that. Oh yeah, yeah, that, yeah. I got you, bro.
Because you right with him. You right with that person, and they love that. They live.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's
that's exactly what it is.
It's crazy. I don't know. It's so weird because anybody can have a dream.
Yeah.
And I don't know if at some point this is what I think. At some point throughout their life, they were brought down by somebody, and they let that shit fester over and take over them,
take over their life,
and they don't know what to do about it. So they just gonna pass it on to you, and then okay, cool, you going through the same thing I went through. We straight, okay? Yeah, I'm gonna, you know.
Yeah, it's like this, man. You know, when you an ignorant motherfucker, you don't know shit, and you hang around with a whole bunch of ignorant motherfuckers. Guess what? That's cool.
Right.
We all be ignorant together. So when you say,
all in it together.
And then when you saying shit that don't make no sense, who am I to say nothing if I'm dumb as fuck too? And I'm ignorant as fuck and I'm unaware of my damn self, I'm going to agree with you. But then when you start getting aware and you start getting educated and knowledgeable and you know about all that things, dude, you're going to lose so many people, man. Right. Family, friends, boyfriend, girlfriend, spouses, and even kids. I'm saying straight up, man.
Because it's people that do this. It's not. It's
yeah.
People do that shit.
And what's the hardest thing to do? What's the hardest thing to do?
Let go.
Uh-huh. Let go. Let go is the hardest thing to do. And let me tell you something, man. When you are trying to reach the fucking moon, you know what I'm saying? First and foremost, if you're trying to get in that space shuttle and you're trying to reach the fucking moon, you will not get there without of the fuel. You're not going to get there without gas. There's no way you're going to shoot for a moon without fuel. It's not going to happen. And you know another way you're not going to get up there?
If your
shuttle is not built right. When they put them in a shuttle, what is around them? You understand what I'm saying? When they put them in a space shuttle, look what is built around them. Stuff that protect them, something that support them, something that's going to get them into outer space. Am I right or wrong?
Very, very good.
Okay, so me using that metaphor, what is built around you? What is around you is what's going to get you to the moon. If ain't no way them people can shoot to the moon without that shuttle that is built around them. There's no way they will ever make it to the moon. You get what I mean? Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that, you know, to outer space, period. You know what I mean? It's not going to happen. And I'm using that metaphor because if you don't have the right people around you, that's built around you, that want to see you shoot for the moon and shoot for the stars, guess what's going to happen? You're never going to get there. You're putting people around you that are a defective shuttle. So when you try to shoot for the moon, you blow up before you get to out of the planet.
Right.
You know what I mean? Or they them type of people where the shuttle looks good, so you might get up there a little bit, but on your way back to the atmosphere, boom, it's over with.
Right.
You die because of the heat. Boom.
Boom.
You know? And that's the thing, man. That's the, you know, that's a good metaphor to use.
It is a good metaphor.
Yeah, and that's real talk.
And I was gonna say that shuttle got a weight capacity. You can't bring, like I was going to say, yeah, you were no talking doubt. About letting go. You want to let some motherfuckers go. You can't take, bring everybody. You can't bring everybody to the moon.
Hey, no, you can't. Look, because this is the thing, man, and especially when you're sharing your dreams with people. Everybody is not fit to be with you on your journey. It is not, look, let me tell you something. The hardest thing to do when you're going to skydive is not getting on a plane. It's not putting a parachute on. It's jumping. With the faith that you're going to make it to the bottom. You get what I mean? With the faith, with bungee jumping, whatever. It's the hardest thing is to let go. And this is the thing about a lot of people is they don't know how to let it go. When you got that type of stuff around you, if you're trying to go another way but you don't have none of that around you, it's going to just bring you down. It's going to mess with your mind. It's going to mess with your body. And it's going to mess with your soul. So you can't share your dreams with everybody. And like you said, shuttle got a weight capacity. Everybody can't come, man. Mm-hmm. Ain't no hard feelings for the people. Right. No hard feelings for this person. I might love this person to death, my fams, my kids. I love y'all to death. But where y'all at and where I'm going, y'all can't be there. And it hurts. It will hurt. But guess what, man? That's life. If you want to get to that next level, hey, man, everybody can go.
It's just facts. It's just facts, man.
No doubt.
And it's, man, it's crazy because I was just thinking, I knew somebody I went to high school with. He was a rapper. And his girl didn't like his music. Like, she just didn't. She just wasn't fucking with it.
Yeah.
And at first, we was all like, well, okay, well, I mean, she doesn't like music. I mean, she doesn't have to
love like your music, yeah.
She doesn't have to love it, I guess. But then it got to the point where she didn't see any point of him still doing it. She didn't like it. She didn't think that anybody else was going to like it. So it became this thing where, why do you invest all your time in this if this isn't that? And we was like, bro, it's different her not liking your music and her taking you away from what you want to do.
Exactly.
And he wanted to drag. He was like, no, she's going to figure out. I was like, it don't matter. You gonna get tired of dragging her around.
And then what's going to happen is it's going to keep you from your craft.
And you're going to fuck around. You're going to fuck around and give up.
And give up, exactly. Because, you know, you like, oh, now she going to feel. Look, she told you she don't like your shit. She's not going to like your shit tomorrow. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen.
She's going to like your shit when it blows up.
When it blows
everybody's
up.
Everybody's going to love your shit when it blows
exactly.
up.
Exactly.
Because I went to high school with home dude.
Yep.
That's my homie.
Nope. Yep. And
they ended up having to do, I mean, you know.
And that's true, and that's exactly how it works, and that's why it don't matter. You know, look, at the moral of the story, dog, don't share your dreams with everybody, man. Yeah. Sometimes, man, you keep them to yourself, and you make it manifest. Instead of telling them, be like, you know what? I'm going to show you. Because I told a lot of people I was doing this podcast. They didn't believe me.
No, this probably,
you know why?
Because this nigga don't know how to do a podcast.
Look, this podcast Look, bro, I thought I was going to do this podcast in June of last year. We started January.
Yeah.
And, you know, let's be honest, man. Like, nobody didn't think I was going to start it. You know what I mean? You know, my transmission went out. I had to pay $3,600 for that. And,
I remember that.
And, you know, and nobody didn't think that I was going to set up. I was going to have the
mics. I always knew.
Yeah, I know you did. That's why you here.
Yeah.
That's why you're here.
Doing what I'm doing.
And you see some of the other people, they not here. And even some of the people that I'm like, hey, man, calling for little interviews and stuff. Guess what? That's cool. You ain't got to do the interview. You know what?
It'd be all right.
It's all good. Because I'll find other people that will. All right. Now, moving on, y'all. Stop sharing your dreams with everybody.
And I actually,
we got to move on.
But. I know. I'm moving on, but I kind of wanted to tie it. It goes in with your metaphor about the shuttle, man. But it's cool. Keep going.
I'll
bring it back up.
Yeah, okay. All right, so, now we going on to, this is our next topic, y'all, and it's called putting positive energy into the world, man, and putting negative energy into the world. Let me, and we're going to elaborate on that. Hey, look, on these podcasts, on these last ones, that we want to get on some real with y'all. You know how we do. We joke all the time. You know what the fuck we do. We finna keep it all the way gutted with y'all. You know what I mean?
God.
So y'all can listen what the fuck we talking about, because we talking about some real shit. Now, to all y'all stupid motherfuckers out there, y'all not going to understand this, okay? So all y'all motherfuckers that got some type of goddamn sense, y'all going to hear what the fuck we talking about. Check this out. Now, putting positive energy out in the world. Something happened to me last week, and you know, my car ended up getting in a ditch, you know, by the way, and a guy came by. I had multiple people come by, say, oh, do you need help? I was like, oh, I'm good. I'm going to get a ride, whatever. This guy came by. I said, hey, man, you need a ride? I'm like, yeah, man. You know, he's like, all right, cool. You know, and he took and got in the ride. And the moral of the story is this. He ended up paying for the tow. Yeah, wow. He paid for them to pull it out. And he gave me an undisclosed amount of money just because. Hmm. Just because. I said, man, thank you, man. Like, I appreciate it.
Right.
You know what I mean? And he was like, man, no problem. He was a vet. I don't want to put his name out there. Cause
a veterinarian or a veteran?
A vet. He's a veteran. Yeah, a vet. Army vet, you know? And I don't want to put his name out there because I don't know, you know what I'm saying? Right. But we actually going to bring him on the podcast, by the way. Hey, but anyways. But and he did it because he felt like he wanted to, you know. And one thing I know is Allah always send blessings and stuff like that through people. But let me tell you something. I put positive energy out to the world. You know, since I've been out of prison, I've been stole from. I done, you know, helped people and got smacked in the face for it.
Yeah.
And, you know, and all that stuff. You know, people don't appreciate what you do for them. Some people don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? But that doesn't mean that you stop putting positive energy out in the world. And I believe what you put out is what you get back.
Yeah.
Because I put out a lot of negative energy in the world before. Mm-hmm. And guess what? That shit coming back.
Shit,
and I ain't even saying that it stopped coming back yet. You know, I'm probably still getting
some rebounds, some royalties
from that other stuff. You know what I mean?
We can call it royalties.
No fucking, yeah, I'm going to call it royalties right, from that shit. It ain't the good royalties, it's the bad
you
royalties.
You definitely getting paid for some.
Exactly. Karma's a bitch. And she don't give
a
fuck.
And that's why my whole thing throughout life was it's just easier to be nice to people. It's just easier to be this positive light for people because, I mean.
And not just that, because you know, you giving positive energy out. If you got kids, you got to give that positive energy because it is contagious.
Yeah.
You know, look, one thing I'm going to tell you this, and like we talked about, you know, negative energy, bro, it consumes a lot more than positive energy, which is sad. Because guess what? You can do a million things good. You do one thing bad. Mm-hmm. What everybody going to talk about?
What did Chappelle say? Kevin Hart was 4 tweets away from being perfect?
No, they want to. Yeah, that's what he's saying. But I'm just saying.
Right.
It don't matter. Like I say, one bad thing.
And it's over.
And I don't really consider that was a bad thing.
No,
but
I'm saying you got
to.
Yeah,
but I'm just saying you can do one thing. I was like, you can do a million good things and then murder one person. And all they're going to remember is the person you murder. They ain't not going to think about all the million things good. The community centers you built.
Right.
The kids that you helped get out of poverty. The people that you contribute to. They don't give a fuck about that. You killed somebody. You know what I mean? And it might have been the worst part of your life at that time when you did it. And that's what people going to remember. Because negativity, it just consumes, right?
It consumes and
now,
conquers.
To the people out here that puts out negative energy in this world. And you know what? Honestly, a lot of people put out negative energy. They might don't give a fuck. They like, I don't give a fuck. I'm going to keep on putting out negative energy. I don't care. So, I don't care what happens to me. I don't give a fuck. I'm going to put out negative energy. Could put out negative energy. So what? But I'm going to tell y'all to y'all negative energy putting out motherfuckers out there.
Right.
Let me tell you, man. You might not see it now. Hell, you might not even see it 5 years from now. And some of y'all might not never see it. But guess what? Somebody that you connected to are. You understand? And the negative energy that you keep putting out into the world is going to come back. It might not specifically come back to you, but it's going to come back to somebody you care very dearly about. Mm-hmm. It might come back to somebody that's very close to you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that negative energy what will come back. What means the most to you is where that negative energy that you was putting out will come back to.
It's going
to
come back.
And I'm going to tell you something. A lot of people might say, I don't care. I don't give a fuck. Guess what? The same people that say all that shit ain't got nothing going on in life. They ain't got none of that look.
Right. And that's why they don't give a fuck. That's why they don't care.
Because they don't care. They ain't got what they got. They don't give a fuck. So well.
Who the fuck I got to care about?
Yeah, I'm going
to
keep on putting out this motherfucking negative energy.
Guess what?
Negative.
Because who's going to stop me?
Exactly. Like it doesn't matter. So, okay, but let's talk about
not
this,
a great
though.
Attitude,
and then we got to keep it real about this, too, right?
Right.
Hey, everybody has a choice. Free will. You know what? I've never believed in that. Your path is already chosen for you. That's some bullshit. Your path is not already chosen for you.
That shit.
You know, and, you know, people say, it doesn't matter. I'm going to die. Your day is going to always be the day you die. You just don't know when. Let me tell you, if that was true, it wouldn't be a such thing as free will. You know what I mean? So, you know, when people say shit like that, it's because they, if you ever notice, the people that do say shit like that ain't got shit going on. You know what I mean? If you notice that, the ones that say that shit, oh, you know, your day is your day. If you, God already made it if you're going to be rich or not. No,
why
man.
Why the fuck would I strive to be rich if it's already going to happen?
It's already going to happen.
I'm just going to sit back and chillax and let that shit fall on my lap.
Let me tell you this, man. Hey, and a lot of people, a lot of people don't understand this. And I don't think, you know, a lot of people that are, they don't give a fuck, right?
Right.
But I'm going to speak to them anyway. A lot of people don't understand this is death is in the tongue, man.
What does that mean?
Death is in the tongue. If you speak it,
it will come
and
to be.
You work for it, it shall happen. You know what I mean?
Right.
If you always see negativity, guess what you're going to always get? Negativity. If you see in the positive outlook on things, you will get that positivity. You might be like, oh, shit, I keep on looking at the good things and shit, and it's been 5 years. Okay, it's been 5 years, but then that 6 year, bam, it shows itself.
Bam.
Because you know what? It is.
S-O-L.
Look, it is easier to think negative than it is to think positive. It is easier to do wrong than to do right.
It's so true.
You know?
It's so true. And yeah, because when I was saying it's just easier to be nice, that was in more of a karma. You're obviously going to have less bad things happen to you if you're always bringing out positivity. But it's hard to let shit slide. Oh, it's hard to not react to, because like you said, those motherfuckers that don't care, that don't yada yada yada, you know, those are the kind of people that will push you to that, and you just gotta.
And this is the thing, man. If somebody can get you out of your character, they won.
Mm-hmm. You are unbalanced. I think you said that.
Yeah. You're unbalanced.
When crisis was here.
When crisis zoomed in. Yeah, that's true. And let me tell you something. Positivity. Let me talk to y'all people about something, man. It's okay, man. It's okay to be positive.
Man, it's more than okay to be positive.
Yeah, you know, but most people fuel off negativity.
But people say it's naive, but
they love that negative shit, that negative energy. They love that shit. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And let me ask you a question. What consumes you worse? It takes more energy. I hope y'all listen to this, to the people that love listening to my podcast. Look, man, it takes more energy to be negative than it does to be positive. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? Do you know the stress, the body aches that come from being negative, man? For being mad, for being angry, for being frustrated. You know, it takes a whole lot out of you.
Right.
But guess what? It's easy. It doesn't take much out of you to smile.
It doesn't
take much out of you to give. Mm. You know what I mean? It doesn't take a lot out of you of putting positive energy. It doesn't take a lot out of you, man.
And you never know what you can get back with positivity. Like you said, with the undisclosed amount of money the dude gave you in paying for your record. That's just some of the things that positivity can give you. I've met so many people for the first time in my life, and just because I had someone's positivity about me, they loved me. They was like, who are you? Like, you know, this and that. And, you know, I've had people not give me money, but give me other things.
Could be advice, tips.
Right. Shit, you know, stuff, things that I needed because of my positivity. If anything, I met you out of just positivity.
Yeah.
I mean, to be real, because you seen my shirt, but I could have been in a foul ass mood. And you'd be like, you know something about Death Row Records. Yeah, whatever.
No doubt. And I'd have been like, all right, cool.
Right.
Come on, move.
And then I'd still, my dumb ass, still be at Kroger somewhere. I mean, I'd probably just be at the Kroger closer to my house. Yeah. Oh, God. I mean, come on now.
No doubt. And nobody else told you about how to get this cigar.
So crazy. That just blew my mind, because that's really how that could have went. And I couldn't have been sitting right here doing this podcast.
No doubt. Because I would have been like, this negative ass motherfucker, man, fuck this young ass nigga.
Fuck this young mad ass nigga. And you know.
Yeah.
And it was just straight like that. And then I was like, man, let me hit back to your car. And we just got to talking. And that's just how that was.
And
you just never know what you'll get out of bringing out positivity.
You never know, man. But you know what? You know exactly what you're going to get putting in that negative.
You can get that shit back.
Yeah, you're not going to get what you want back.
No,
I promise you. I ain't never seen people put negative energy out in the world and say, ooh, I love the negative that's coming back. I've never heard that.
No.
Even the people that love being negative, they don't like negative shit happening to them.
That, if anything, makes them more negative. It just builds and builds.
Yeah, if they a person that want to go kill somebody's brother, somebody's son, they don't want their son or daughter to get killed.
Right.
Makes no sense.
Why would they want that for themselves?
Exactly. It make no sense.
Just think about it. All right, y'all.
So, yeah. So, you know.
The golden rule.
And just being real with y'all, man. Check this out, man. Keep on putting out positive energy, man. You know what I mean? Fuck that. Put out that motherfucking positive energy.
Man, just smile. Like, just start out with a smile, man. Smile at somebody.
Yeah. That's it. Just do that.
Just start with that, man.
All right. So, stop putting out positive energy. Stop putting out negative energy. Start putting out positive energy.
Please.
Now.
The world needs it.
No doubt. Now, we on our last segment of the day, man, and it goes, y'all know what this is, baby. Yeah,
brutally honest.
All right, so y'all know we about to switch it up. I know we got on positive negative energy.
Baby, shake
now, we about to buzzer. So, look, I had two questions to pick from.
Yes, sir.
And I think
both are fucking hilarious.
Yeah, they're hilarious. But I think I'm going to go with the most fucked up.
I knew it.
I got to go with the most fucked up is one.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to go with the most fucked up is one ever.
Ooh.
And this is the question.
Oh, my God.
Have you ever fucked your friend's mother and he never found out about it? Never.
I have never had any sexual relations with any of my friends' mothers, but I did like someone's mom. And he found out, and that was pretty much the end of our friendship. And I wasn't mad. I still seen his mama. His mama liked me, so I was whatever.
Okay. I'm going to keep it so gutter. I'm going to keep it all the way real.
Oh, my God.
I've never fucked one of my friend's mothers. I never have, ever.
Okay.
But I have... fucked somebody that hung around us, and you know, we weren't just cool like that, but you know, it was around whatever, and I fucked his mama.
You fucked somebody's mama.
And you know what's so crazy is, like, I was young, dude. And she was just pushing up. You know, I was like, you know, she was like, oh, yeah, you know, you hang around my son. I'm like, oh, we ain't cool or nothing like that.
Right.
You know, he hang around with somebody I know, but nah, we ain't.
Ain't nothing crazy like that.
Yeah, you know, yeah. I boned her.
Yeah, I should.
And you know, you know, it was. It was, yeah.
Highly illegal.
No doubt. And, you know, and what's so crazy is, as I never did that with none of my friends, period. Like, people that I've never even thought like that about them. I'm like, this guy, you know, we go way, way, way back, man. Like, to, you know, grade school type stuff.
Oh, God.
You know, he always been around, but we was never friends.
You was never the homie. No, nothing like that. You wouldn't catch us outside the school shooting the shit.
Oh, no, nothing like that. But I ain't gonna lie. I used to always, you know, his mom used to come pick him up. You know, I used to be like 8 years old. I used to be like, dang, she got a big old ass. Like, I was eight. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I guess, you know, I got older, and then showed itself again.
The pussy just happened to fall in your lap. And then, I don't know.
I was like, this is the thing. We weren't cool. We weren't friends. Like, it just, right. he was around. And,
he
you
was
know,
around.
Yeah, so I boned his mama.
And his mama was around, too.
Yeah,
oh,
I boned his mama, and honestly, it was just that one time.
Hey,
but I was happy. Old. Think about it. I was an 8 year old kid.
Nah.
That used to always be like, man. And then I get grown and I get the boner. Like, who gets that?
Hey, bro, you
who
better
gets the boner. Because
if I had a friend's mom that I knew was down, I'm over there every week.
Yeah. Well, it's crazy. Yeah, it's crazy how that manifests itself.
It is what it is.
Hey, for y'all people, y'all listen to it too. And it goes for the females too, man.
Right.
Have you ever fucked your father's friend?
Or your friend?
I mean, and have you ever fucked your friend's father and he never knew about it? That's to y'all girls too. And if y'all want to comment
that
on this,
that one's gonna be a little different.
Yeah. If y'all want to comment on this, man, y'all make sure.
Please don't criminalize
yourself. On a Podbeam. HeLittlePocket.com on Podbean. Y'all put it in the comments and let us know. Or if y'all watching this on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, wherever you get your podcasts at, man, make sure y'all download it, man. If y'all want to listen to my music and y'all want to see my videos, go to WYQEEMTV. That's WYQ Eric Mama Mumu Mimi TV. Y'all make sure I get that. Or you can go to Spotify, any streaming platform, to listen to my music. Mm-hmm. And if y'all want to listen to this podcast, y'all want to get the visuals of this podcast, y'all go to YouTube and y'all type in Heat Level Podcast so y'all can see us talk to each other. Some people mm-hmm. like to see that shit. So, gay, we got it up there.
I like watching it. Like
Yeah. Yo, me too.
It,
and we here. And y'all can always download these podcasts on any of your podcast platforms. And if y'all want to get at me, man, it's Joaquin@gmail.com. That's WYQEEM@gmail.com. That's WYQ Eric M Mama Moo Moo. And y'all, Joaquin is my Instagram too. If y'all want to contact me on Instagram,
And then if y'all want my Instagram, that's hotline.raj, hotline.raj, R-A-J. Hit me up, man.
Yeah, that's what's up. So y'all know what, man. Appreciate y'all. Hope y'all download this podcast. And like we always say, we up out of this bitch.
Peace.